Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for United Microelectronics Corporation, or UMC, as it's known on the ticker. If you're not familiar with UMC, let me give you the quick rundown. This is a major player in the semiconductor industry, operating as a leading foundry out of Taiwan. They're in the business of manufacturing integrated circuits and other semiconductor components for a wide range of applications, from consumer electronics to automotive tech. With a solid footprint in the global market, UMC is a key supplier for many tech giants, and they've carved out a significant position in the ever-competitive chip-making space. Now, before we dive into the meat of our SWOT analysis, let's touch on some recent developments and performance trends for UMC to set the stage. Based on the latest news and data we've got, UMC has been navigating a mixed landscape. Their performance over the past year shows some volatility, decent gains in shorter time frames like the last month or so, but when you zoom out to the 5-year horizon, the growth isn't as explosive as some of the hotter names in the sector. On the news front, there's a lot of chatter about their strategic moves to bolster tech offerings and customer engagements, which could be a game changer down the line. Plus, their latest earnings call for Q3 2025 gave us some juicy insights into their financial health and future outlook, which I'm excited to unpack for you. All right, let's get into the core of this analysis, breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for UMC. My goal here is to give you a clear picture of where this company stands for long-term investors like us, while also touching on short and medium-term trends that could influence your strategy. Strengths: solid market position in semiconductors. UMC is a heavyweight in the foundry business, and their long-standing presence in the industry gives them a competitive edge. They've built strong relationships with key clients across multiple sectors, which translates to steady demand for their services. Healthy financial metrics: looking at their latest income statements, UMC is posting consistent revenue figures, with gross profit margins that reflect operational efficiency. Their net income and EPS numbers are holding up well, showing they're not just bringing in cash but also managing to keep a good chunk of it as profit. Strong cash flow generation. Their cash flow statements reveal a robust operating cash flow, which is a green flag for long-term investors. This means they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth or weather any storms without breaking a sweat. Strategic tech focus. From the Q3 2025 earnings call, it's clear UMC is doubling down on advanced technology nodes and specialty processes. This positions them well to meet the evolving needs of industries like automotive and IoT, which are hungry for cutting-edge chips. Weaknesses: moderate growth compared to peers. While UMC isn't floundering, their performance metrics over longer periods, like the past 5 years, lag behind some of the high-flying competitors in the semiconductor space. This could signal they're not capturing as much of the explosive growth in the industry. Debt levels to watch. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, but it's worth keeping an eye on, especially if they ramp up capital expenditures for tech upgrades. High debt can limit flexibility in a downturn, and that's something we long-term folks need to monitor. Margin pressures. Despite solid profitability, their net profit margin isn't as juicy as it could be. This suggests they might be facing cost pressures or pricing challenges in a highly competitive market, which could eat into future gains if not addressed. Opportunities. Growing demand in key sectors. The semiconductor industry is booming with demand from areas like electric vehicles, 5G, and AI. UMC's focus on specialty technologies, as highlighted in their recent earnings call, positions them to grab a bigger slice of this pie. This could be a massive tailwind for both short-term pops and long-term growth. Geographic and product diversification. Their revenue breakdowns by region and product category show a balanced mix, which reduces risk. Expanding further into high-growth markets or new product segments could unlock significant upside. Attractive valuation metrics. Looking at their forward PE ratio, UMC appears reasonably valued compared to industry averages. This suggests there's room for price appreciation if they execute on growth plans, making it a potentially undervalued pick for patient investors. CapEx driving future growth. Their investments in property, plant, and equipment are notable in the cash flow data. If these capital expenditures translate into cutting-edge production capacity, UMC could strengthen its competitive moat over the next few years. Threats: intense industry competition. The semiconductor space is a battlefield, with giants and upstarts alike vying for market share. UMC faces constant pressure from competitors who might outpace them in innovation or pricing, which could erode their position if they don't stay ahead of the curve. Geopolitical risks. Operating out of Taiwan, UMC is exposed to geopolitical tensions that could disrupt supply chains or impact investor sentiment. This is a macro risk that's hard to control, but it's something we have to factor into any long-term play. Cyclical nature of the industry. The chip market is notoriously cyclical, with boom and bust periods. While UMC's current financials look stable, a broader industry downturn could hit revenue hard, especially if customer demand softens in key sectors. External challenges flagged in earnings. The Q3 2025 earnings call mentioned external headwinds affecting the broader market. While UMC seems confident in navigating these, any prolonged challenges could dampen growth prospects or squeeze margins further. All right, let's tie this all together with some insights to chew on. For long-term investors, UMC presents a compelling case with its strong fundamentals and strategic focus on high-growth areas. Their cash flow strength and reasonable valuation are big pluses, making this a stock that could reward patience. However, I can't ignore the competitive pressures and geopolitical risks that loom large. In the short to medium term, keep an eye on how their tech investments pay off and whether they can maintain or improve those profit margins. If they capitalize on the booming demand for chips and emerging tech, we could see some nice upward movement. In conclusion, United Microelectronics Corporation offers a balanced mix of stability and growth potential for long-term portfolios, but it's not without its hurdles. I'd say it's a stock worth watching closely, especially if you're looking to diversify into the semiconductor space with a name that's got a proven track record. Stay tuned for more deep dives like this, and make sure to check out MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, you can find the bullet point version of this SWOT on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts on UMC in the comments. Do you see it as a core holding, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Let's keep the conversation going.